In Washington, I'm David Gura, in for Kai Ryssdal. It's Wednesday, the 30th of July, and it's great to have you with us. Some 8 million Americans work for franchises, and many of them could be affected by a decision the National Labor Relations Board's General Counsel has handed down. If the owner of a McDonald's fast food franchise violates labor laws, the McDonald's Corporation could be held jointly liable for the franchisee's bad behavior. Marketplace's Noelle King has the story.
For now, the decision by the NLRB's general counsel affects only the McDonald's Corporation and McDonald's franchises. There are 3,000 other brands with franchise operations in the U.S., employing 8.5 million people, says Matthew Haller of the International Franchise Association.
Dry cleaners, gyms, flower shops, print centers, realtors. They really run through the fabric of the American economy.
Haller says the decision could destroy the franchise industry. Franchises may bear the name of big companies, he says, but they are owned and run as small businesses.
They set the wages. They hire and fire their employees, determine the appropriate benefits for their employees, and are responsible for all the decisions that take place at the employee level.
But the NLRB said the McDonald's Corporation exercises enough control over how franchises are run to make it a co-employer of the people who work for franchises. Wilma Liebman is a former chair of the NLRB. She's been advising the SEIU, a union that is working to organize fast food workers, on these cases.
They do exercise quite a bit of control over their franchisees in order to protect their brand. And that includes substantial control over the way the services are performed, the work is done.
What McDonald's Corp controls and what it doesn't is laid out in the terms of its franchise agreement, which is why even though other franchisees in lots of other industries are watching the decision closely, it's not yet clear how it will affect any other company. McDonald's said in a statement that it plans to contest the NLRB's decision. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.